I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The National Agricultural Statistics Service is conducting the first survey of hemp growers across the country. The survey will attempt to hear from every known producer to accurately capture the state of the fledgling industry. Gerald Tillman is with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Planted acres in open fields, hemp harvested acres in open fields. Which of the hemp product uses is hemp grown for? Hemp flour for human consumption, hemp for grain for human consumption, hemp for fiber, or hemp for seed that they may sell. And also, we're going to get the total pounds produced and sold for the four types and uses.
The survey was requested by the USDA's Ag Marketing Service. The head of that division, Bill Richmond, says the survey will improve the programs across the entire industry, whether it's for risk management, insurance, or research on hemp genetics. It will also allow the Ag Marketing Service to target outreach and education for hemp growers. Survey results expected to be released in February. Georgia's hemp industry is projected to reach $1.9 billion in domestic product sales by next year. Within the next few years, hemp farming in Florida is projected to grow to about half the size of the state's citrus industry. Alabama's industrial hemp program began in 2019 and grew to 397 licensed growers in 2020. Participation dipped in 2021, according to the Ag Department, possibly due to COVID. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.